After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Welcome into the Deuce and Mo podcast, recording this on a Tuesday night. A huge game in Sacramento on national TV. How are the Kings going to respond against the Dallas Mavericks team that came into this game winners of 8 of 9, who played last night in Salt Lake City? Kings have been playing some better basketball. Defense has been trending up. They got clapped. The Kings got clapped tonight on national TV. It was all Dallas Mavericks, 132 to 96, and with the win, the Mavs move ahead of the Sacramento Kings, and it sets up a very fascinating matchup coming up Friday night in Sacramento. I'm Deuce Mason. That's Morgan Reagan. Each and every one of our podcasts presented by our friends over at Northwest Exteriors. Check out TrustNorthwest.com. Morgan, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm not great. Someone was going to have to lose, right? Like all the drama, the angles, okay. We already knew that, right?
Yeah.
But to lose in this fashion, I mean, think about what we were saying even after that Knicks loss. We were like, oh man, there's so many good things to break down. There's so much bad, but like
nothing tonight.
You're just right. The way that you're feeling about the competitive nature of that game, them meeting the tone set by the New York Knicks, it was fun. It was fun to talk about. And with tonight, it's not just because they lost by how many points?
A lot of points.
36 points.
It's down by as many as 39.
It's not just because they lost by 36. It's how they lost, not playing their game. And go Mavs, congratulations, like all the things, making every goddamn shot that you throw up there in the sky. And that's going to happen at times, right? But the defense, there's so many different breakdowns from like guys just not going over screens and just being late on closeouts, and the effort wasn't there to get that extra hand in the face, even if they were going to make it still with that hand in the face. I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was as intense as we've seen it.
There's many reasons why this is disappointing, right? It was a big game tonight.
Yeah.
And every game is big, but where everything is at in the standings, what's on the line, a tiebreaker, playoff positioning, all that, you're at home and you've been playing well and you got destroyed. The other thing too is the talk headed into this game, they were saying the right things. Mm-hmm. Sabonis, Davion, all the messaging from the locker room, Mike Brown, like this is kind of like a mini playoff series. Well, the Kings just got destroyed in game one. And you know, you talk about the defense, and I'm with you, defense was not good. But I had more of a problem with the offense in this one. Well, I just felt like offensively, you want to give credit to the Mavs because they've been playing some good defense since the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. And in March, they've been really good. I get all that. But, I mean, one play that just jumped out to me was when Malik Monk made an incredible defensive play.
Oh, God, yeah.
Blocked that shot, and then in transition, this
shitty pass.
What was that pass you're throwing?
To another shitty pass.
Then, yeah, goes to Keegan, then Keegan throws a bad pass. It was just terrible, and then Monk fouls. That, to me, put the game in perspective. Every time it looked like momentum was maybe shifting back to Sacramento, the passes were just off target. The decision-making, it seemed like everything was late. And, you know, we're seeing the theme now. Teams are going to try to beat the hell out of Sabonis. They're going to try to pack the paint. Mm-hmm. And if Sacramento can't make a shot to save their lives, it's going to make life even more challenging for Sabonis. Sabonis was not good in this one. I thought Gafford did some nice things against him. I thought Lively did. I thought the team defense of Dallas really impacted things. And then Sacramento just couldn't get anything going from beyond the arc.
No. And you know, you even look at the way we keep talking about how the Mavs were doing so well in the offensive, and then you mentioned their defense. But them making all these shots forced the Kings to take the ball out and get into their offense not as quickly as they wanted to, right? And then let's even say that they had moments where they were able to go downhill or push the ball, whatever. It felt like they weren't tough when they would get in the paint. Like, the ball was just kind of going everywhere. There was travels. There was just guys losing the basketball. It felt like they just didn't have control. And that's where the Mavs just, like, were the more physical team. They were the team that was like, oh, we have a game plan to execute on the defensive end, and we know what you guys want to do in the paint, and we're not going to allow you to do that. And on top of that, you're going to have a shitty shoot tonight. Who knows if it's because it's the second night of a back-to-back and their legs maybe had anything to do with their shots. But I just didn't even feel like I just didn't feel like there was any flow or rhythm to their offense either.
They end up shooting just under 39% in this game. They were 11 of 30 from downtown. They had 14 turnovers that turned into 21 points for the Mavericks. On the other end, Dallas shot 55%, but they shot 22 of 39 from three, 56%. And you knew it was going to be a tough night when Luka comes out in that first quarter and has just a monster first quarter, just killed Sacramento. He ends up at the half with 26 points. 19 of his 26 points were in the second quarter. He also had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and like 3 steals at the half.
He just keeps just getting better and better this season.
I did feel like in that first half, he hit some unbelievable shots. Like,
but we've seen him
contested
do that
shots. Like, it wasn't like, oh, they're not guarding him. Yeah. Now, I thought that where the Kings really got exposed in this one, and this is something we talked about in our preview for this game, is like, all right, it's easier to blitz someone like Luka when Kyrie's not there. And the Kings played the Mavs this year when Kyrie missed a game. And so the Kings tried some different things. You could blitz him, get the ball out of his hands. But I felt like his decision-making when that happened tonight, he was so quick with it. And then in pick-and-roll situations, you know, the Kings would probably overhelp, and then they would be late to recover. PJ Washington got off to a great start because he was just getting wide-open looks simply by getting into a pick-and-pop situation, and Luka read it perfectly, fired it, and the closeout was late. Bang, three-pointer. You know, PJ Washington, who's been struggling from three since coming to Dallas, was 4-6 from downtown.
I mean, people just figure it out against the Sacramento Kings from beyond the arc. Teams, individuals, and Mike Brown has broken it down how he has taught the mechanics of the proper closeout with this team. And he's like, look, I don't have to do that with a lot of teams, but I'm having to do that at this level with this team. And whatever, let's just get it down. And you've seen a lot of progress. You've seen a lot of much better closeouts from this King squad. And I just felt like tonight, it just didn't feel locked in. You got Hardaway Jr. in the corner, knocking down every corner three that he was taking, getting looks. But after a couple, it's like, they shouldn't even be getting that look. At that point, you got to adjust your defense and you got to put denial,
They just got so deflated after some threes were being made, and then they weren't making shit offensively. Bad turnover. This was just an awful game. Sometimes you go, hey, it was just one of those nights, but you're not winning games when Fox, Sabonis, and Monk have the majority of the turnovers and they're relatively ineffective. I haven't even looked at their final numbers yet, but let me look at the box score here. De'Aaron Fox, 6 of 18. That's awful. That's an awful percentage. 18 points, 5 assists. He had 3 turnovers. Sabonis, 3 of 10. 12 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 turnovers. Monk, 5 of 13. He also had 3 turnovers. Well, that's just not going to get it done. Like, those guys have to be better, and they weren't. And there could be a myriad of reasons for that. The Dallas defense, I felt like, was super engaged. 5 games in 7 nights, all that. The reality is their stars were better than yours.
Yep. Yep. I mean, and a lot better. Efficient, sharp, deflating. You know, all those things that you're saying, it's like, yeah, you could tell that the Kings wanted to come out. It's not like they didn't just show up. It was the Mavs punked them. And then once they got punked, they were never able to get out of that funk that they were in. It remained the entire game.
Lively and Gafford, that 1-2 punch at center the Mavs have right now, you could tell they're impacting things. And you could look at the points in the paint by Sacramento in this one. Sacramento had 38 points in the paint. They were 19 of 46 in the paint in this game. It's undeniable that those guys had an impact. And I want to see where the block shots were tonight, because it's not like they were... Gafford didn't block a shot. Lively got 2 of them. And it's not like they were rejected, but just because of their length and size, it bugs Sacramento.
And one of Lively's blocks on Chris Duarte was just
soul-sucking. It was soul-sucking.
That is the best way. Yeah. That is the best way to describe it. Soul-sucking, vicious, so aggressive. Awful to look at. Amazing again if you are a Mavs fan. Oh, man. Yeah. There's so many of those moments in tonight's game that I just hurt. You know, I don't feel completely like, oh, man, is this the Kings team we're going to get going forward? I guess because they've put together some good games, and I felt like tonight the Mavs just were so much better than the Kings tonight, where we've also seen a different Mavs team and we've seen a Kings team be able to run on them. So you're exactly right. But adjustments are you going to make going into Friday?
It is worth noting that the Kings have not seen this version of the Mavs,
true.
Right?
Oh, true, true, true.
I mean, all with the Gaffer, new guys, yep. PJ Washington, yeah. Lively getting more experience. And, you know, Dante Exum missed one of the contests against Sacramento earlier this year. So, you know, this is a Mavs team that has had to fight through some injuries. They made some moves. And look, Kyrie's missed a shit ton of time this year. Kyrie comes out in the third, just comes out swinging. Had a relatively quiet first half. Then the third quarter,
I'm here.
He had 10 points in the first few minutes.
Here I go.
It was 73-61 at the 8:31 mark. Kyrie had 10 points in the quarter at that point. The Kings were only down 5 at the half. And the number that jumped out to me, too, looking at half, I'm going, all right, the Kings are down 5. They have 0 fast break points.
Oh, yeah.
They're not shooting well. They're not really playing well. So, in a way, I was like,
you text me that. You said, you're like, they're still in it, though.
They're in it. You're down 5. But then they came out and just got absolutely destroyed in the third. And we haven't seen this in a while where the Kings just allow an all-out blitz. And it felt like they couldn't get anything to go. It reminded me a lot of that Rockets game. Sacramento, when the Rockets went on that 45-19 run. The difference was Sacramento, you know, 14-point lead at that point. But, we're seeing a theme now where these teams are doing a hell of a job. And I think so many times the Kings feel like they have an advantage inside with, like, Sabonis going up against Lively. But these teams are doing, especially teams like the Mavs, who have that length. Yeah. And they're not scared to get physical and they can recover. They're athletic enough. I feel like they're forcing it too much inside. I'm like, dude, let's get Sabonis at the elbow extended. Let's run some action. Let's make them defend a little bit. I don't feel like they made Dallas work enough. There was a lot of one pass and shoot, not a ton of ball movement at all in this game from Sacramento. Like,
I'm curious if the Mavs, you know, were a part of that disruption, right?
For absolutely.
Yeah. And so you look at that, but then you also look at a game like against the Wizards, when they kept trying to give it to Sabonis at, like, the high post, they'd try to bring him out. And then when they would, they'd throw this double on him, and then he just wasn't functioning the same way. He wasn't putting the ball on the floor going hard. It was these active hands would go at him. So it's like, with a team like this tonight, I'm with you. Like, make those adjustments. Try going back to that. See if that can work again for you the way if you just try and pull him out. And maybe if you do pull him out, you're trying to pull out a big or and get something more in the mid-range.
I like when he goes up against someone like AD, I feel like he has more patience, or Jokic. Like, he's more deliberate in the paint. Mm-hmm. Where with some of these guys like Lively and Gafford, it feels like he's just trying to power his way through
them. He is meeting their chaotic energy instead of, you're exactly right, instead of just remaining patient and playing his own game.
So, you know, I thought he wasn't good at all tonight. And I know it's like, hey, it was like what we talked about last night where he's close to a triple-double. And you're like, oh, man, double-double streak continues, 55 straight. But it wasn't good. I mean, He wasn't good. Fox was missing everything. I thought Monk really hurt the team tonight. So when I say all that, it's like, good luck winning. And then Dallas is shooting like this. I don't personally think Dallas is going to have a night like this Friday night where they knock down every three. I mean, it was absurd. Kyrie can get it going. I know Luka can too, but I felt like some of the shots Luka was making, it's like, okay, well, now he's in a rhythm. It feels like he's going to make everything.
Yep. Yep.
He only scored 2 points in the second half.
Hey, what a loser. How many minutes did he even play in the second half? That was just, I think what made it so tough to watch tonight, shitty basketball is not fun. Two, it was all the different angles of the drama of where they are in the Western Conference, it being on TNT, and I'm watching the TNT broadcast, and I'm watching Shaq and Candace talking at the half, you know, a little bit about, because it's fine at that point. And then after the game, it's like you just veer away from talking about the Kings. And it's kind of like, oh, the Mavs are doing what they're supposed to do against the Kings. It's that type of energy that I'm like, no, their moment that they could have had to show what they've really been able to do in this Western Conference, especially in this stretch, they don't get to show it. And they're back to just being the team that gets lucky in the Western Conference or some shit.
What do you think about these 3-point numbers in the month of March? Because we talked a lot about some of the good numbers in the month of March, but the 3-point shooting has not been good. And this is a significant enough stretch where you're going,
what is it?
I'm going to turn it around. Okay, so in the month of March, and I'm looking at your top three guys. Guys who take the most attempts. One, the player who takes the most attempts from three this month, De'Aaron Fox. Don't love it. Takes 7.5 per game. He's shooting 34% from three.
Okay.
Not good. Keegan Murray takes 6.2 threes a game. He is shooting 31% from three this month. Malik Monk taking 6.1 threes per game this month, 28.2%. And Harrison Barnes, who has been really efficient for the team this year from three, is shooting 36.5% on 4.5 three-point attempts.
Yeah, it's not great. You know, and
you're just not going to win consistently if you don't start knocking down threes. And so, you know, that's where you miss guys like Trey Lyles, even Kevin Herter, who's not had a good year except January and February. But like, just from a spacing perspective, you miss that. And I on a night where you're not playing any type of fluid offensive basketball and then defensively you're a mess. Good night.
Yeah. And what was the last game for the Kings?
Last night against the Sixers.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow, that was the only last night. They didn't shoot well from three, right?
No, but yeah. They found way, right, defensively. And they're making stuff happen. And that's the thing.
That was going to be my point, was that, like, that was one of those games where we finally saw, like, oh, look, they don't have to live or die by the three. And it was fun to see them execute other things and then and show some dominance too later in the game, being able to rest some other guys. And then in a night like this, it was like they could never just turn on the switch and figure it out defensively or figure it out offensively. And that's what was really confusing to me. And I always go, who needs to make that adjustment at this in a game like this?
They were frustrated too. They let the calls get to them, the missed shots. It was just, they weren't composed. And that's why when you talk about like, hey, this feels like a mini playoff series, this is a big game. Well, the first chance you have at this big game is you fell completely flat at home. Now, flip side, 5 games in 7 nights. And I know there's a portion of people watching, that's excuses. 5 games in 7 nights. I'm not making an excuse. It's just you should acknowledge it. It's a thing.
Yeah.
You've just played 5 games in 7 nights. It's not easy. There's a lot of travel there. So maybe you were fighting through it tonight and maybe just short on your shots. You're not locked in, but you got to be locked in. Like, it's hard, but this is the time of year you have to be locked in.
And even if 3 of your guys aren't locked in, why aren't the other guys locked in? You know, like, who else is going to pick it up? And I think that's what else is frustrating. I feel like when there is a tone that is set with this team, it is followed by the rest of the crew. Yeah. And it's like, no, 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 no. Even if it's not De'Aaron Fox that is attacking and being the clutch player that he can be, even if it's not Domas dominating down low, even if it's not Malik Monk coming off the bench and being that energy guy, who else is going to provide that? And it's something that they have been missing all year long. They've had a few of those games where, like, hey, fun to see the bench be able to pick up the slack, but there was just none of that tonight.
Yeah, and then when you start getting to the point where you could tell the Kings were getting desperate, it was like, all right, we got to start like throwing doubles at Kyrie. It's just like, okay. I mean, he's going to pick you apart, and then, you know, you're getting blown by, and then there's spray threes from them. I mean, these numbers offensively tonight, they were 22 of 39 from three. They had 34 assists, just 9 turnovers. They score 132 points. Kyrie had 24 points, 8 assists. He did it on 10 of 19, shooting 4-9 from 3. Luka, 28, 11, 6 assists, 2 steals on 10 of 18, 4 of 8 from 3. PJ Washington, 14 points, 13 rebounds.
Was this his best game as a Mav?
Yes. Like, probably since his first few games. He was awesome tonight. And then Tim Hardaway, who is like first team all streaky, had 22 points on 4 of 6 from 3. He also had 6 assists. So, when you look up and down there, I mean, this is just incredible. When you
efficient,
go
efficient, crushing it.
I mean, you got 6 assists from Hardaway Jr., 4 from Exum, 6 Luka, 8 Kyrie. Gafford gave you 3. Jones gave you 3. Even Derrick Jones Jr.'s in threes.
Everyone's shots were falling, which was obviously creating a lot of the assists. But the way that even the Mavs were moving around the ball, making the defense, the Kings think twice.
Yeah.
Just not locked in. That is the best way to just put tonight. They got punked. And it's just that's what's really frustrating talking about this game.
Yep.
Because I knew I was like ready for you to get back here. And I was just like, what? This is such a big picture game. And really just talking about how annoying certain things are about this game, you just don't want to do the whole time. You want to make sure you're breaking things down. And I told Deuce, even in these next 2 days, maybe there's certain things that we can take to just really go into, dig into, and break down what went wrong. So maybe it doesn't happen Friday.
They have tomorrow off as a team. They're just off tomorrow after having a back-to-back in 5 and 7. Yep, the Mavs, they're staying in town. Well, actually, they're not. They're going to Napa. But
get drunk and hungover.
I hope. Like, Luca, drink so much
drink
wine.
Drink up. Man. Get hungover. Eat.
Charcuterie? Is that what it's called? Charcuterie?
Well,
boards?
I think you're saying it right.
I don't know how to say it.
Charcuterie?
A charcuterie? Is that how you say it? I don't know. Eat a whole bunch of cheese and shit, Luca.
Yeah. I hope Luca are so constipated and like just stuffed up and gross and puffy when you come back. I hate him. He's so good. The other thing I was going to say, I know you were going to share some audio, but I saw Brendan Nunez tweet out what De'Aaron Fox said after the game. And he said, De'Aaron Fox said the Kings played horrible in the second half against Dallas. I think it was one of our worst halves of the season.
I mean, it was like the Pelicans game. I mean, which one? You know what? Did you see what the final score was of the second half of this game? You ready to be disgusted? The Kings were outscored 74-43 in the second half. We talk about the shooting overall in the night. Check this out. Second half, the Mavs, 74 points on 62.5% shooting, 12 of 21 from three. They had 20 assists in the second half. Meanwhile, Sacramento shot 32%, 4 of 16 from three. And they had 11 assists, 7 turnovers that turned in 11 points. Yeah.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
So, yeah, you talk about adjustments. I mean, part of it, too, you got to come out Friday. And the good news, here's the good news. You play again Friday.
Facts.
And now it's like rest up. This does have a playoff feel, right? In the playoffs, you play, and then there's a couple days in between games. Well, there's a few days in between games here. You're at home. Get some rest. Get locked in. And the adjustments are get out there and push the goddamn pace.
I mean,
play with pace. Be quick with your decisions. Move this ball around. I mean, this just...
Even if they're shooting like this, even if the Mavs, which would be really bad for you if they're shooting like this again on Friday, but even if they're shooting like this, take the ball out quick. We've seen this Sacramento Kings team do that, that they're capable of taking it out so quick, still getting into that early offense, creating something different. Do not settle from three. You got to keep attacking the paint. I don't care what long arms are in there. Like, we've seen this. We've seen De'Aaron attack AD and be able to finish over his long arms. Like, this has happened to multiple bigs in this league. What are you going to do against these two on the Mavs?
A couple of things Mike Brown said after the game, according to Brendan Nunes. He started his post-game presser by saying, quote, "We got our behinds kicked, starting with me on down." He shared that Sacramento went 5 of 10 on spray threes in the first half, but just 1 of 4 in the second. They want spray threes. He made it clear that wasn't enough against a good defensive team like Dallas. You know, you got to get in the paint, spray out, rotate that ball, make the defense work a little bit.
Make them shift.
Mike Brown did say, quote, "Our offense tonight led to some easy baskets for them." He clearly thinks Sacramento's primary shortcomings tonight were offensive rather than defensive. I agree with that. The offense was disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, that literally in our preview, all we kept talking about was how if they push the ball, they will be able to get into their shit a lot easier. We saw Keegan be a lot more aggressive last night against the Sixers. You know, he still finished with 17 points tonight.
You know what? This guy was diving on the floor for loose balls late in this game when they're getting their ass kicked. I thought he was the one guy that was playing with that edge, and he was trying to be aggressive. The other Kings just looked out of sorts. Monk was throwing bad passes. Harrison Barnes had some bad passes.
Dude, Duarte, even in his minutes, like, dude. Sabonis is trying to dish the ball to him, and he's, like, not ready for it. And it's like, it is Domas Sabonis.
Hit him in the head.
You at all times, should expect getting a pass if you are moving without the basketball. Oh, yeah, just frustrating. Just frustrating. Now we have a beamless night, and this is just... not cute.
And we have a Patreon members only chat on March 28th. That's coming up in 2 days on Thursday night at 7:15 p.m. Pacific time.
Well, that might be more fun than this right now, because we'll be able to settle in and actually, again, break down. I think you and I need to go back and watch some of this tape and see really what went just awful.
All right, Morgan. Kings lose 132-96. We got to mention that tonight's podcast presented by our friends right at Northwest Exteriors. You need new windows because you broke one. Maybe you broke one tonight. You're mad at the game.
Hope you didn't.
And you broke your window.
That's so weird.
People do that, right?
No, people do the break the TV thing.
My mom broke a neighbor's window when I was like 5 years old. So they stole my bike.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, I was like five. They took my bike inside their apartment, And unfortunately, the parents were deaf.
Okay.
So you're knocking on the door, they won't answer. So my mom's solution to this was to break the window to get my bike back.
Well, if they had a Northwest exterior,
you're not breaking that window.
You're not going to be able to break it.
You're keeping the bike.
You're keeping the stolen bike.
It's that simple.
So simply the best, you got to make sure you check out Northwest, because if you steal a bike and someone tries to break in your window, they won't be able to.
Simply the best. Trust Northwest.
Rock and soul player of the game. It pains me to do this. You know, this pains me to do this.
Are you going to do a half and half Kyrie and
I'm not
Luka.
Doing half and half. I'm doing the guy that set the guy who set the tone all tonight. Right. Luka Doncic, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists
in
choose this
a
game.
Fat photo of him?
That's just a photo from this year.
Okay.
Fat I mean, he's I'm a thicker guy. He's got girth.
No, he looks good right now. I think he looks like way better shape than that.
28 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals on 10 of 18 shooting. He is 4 of 6 from 3-point land. He was awesome. I mean, he and I was impressed. Second, I have a back-to-back. I'm like, all right, how's he going to look on this? You know, he's, but you're right. I feel like he's in pretty good shape right now. He's playing some awesome basketball. He's been playing some awesome basketball. He was fantastic in this one.
Yeah. No, it's pretty incredible to see what he was able to do. Just so efficient. And it's, again, I love the NBA. I love watching players obviously look so dominant out there. I just don't really enjoy it when it's against the Kings.
People in the chat mad at me for mentioning he's a Rock and Soul player of the game. Go to Rock and Soul Diner, 6 blocks away from Golden 1 Center.
Dude, someone else said too in the chat, they're like, Mo will take any chance to like dump on Chris Duarte.
Oh, no. Dude, like, if anything, we've given him love lately.
Lots of love.
The reality is he's missing shots lately, and he's just the consistent. He's struggled with consistency this year. There's zero doubt about
and
it. I think they wanted more from him.
When he has seen more discipline and more minutes and has been actually showing up, it's been great. It's been great, but you got to talk about what you saw, especially tonight.
Danny and Chess is good shape. Nah, dude. Look, he looked fine out there tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he looked like he was gassed. I thought, you know, second half of back-to-back, he played well.
41 minutes last night, you guys.
Yeah, he played 40.
You wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, and the guy comes out and is knocking down all of his shots, hitting step backs. It was nasty.
That was so annoying.
You have a moment of the night? Sharif Jewelers moment of the night?
Moment of the night would be Keegan flying to the floor, tosses the ball up. Was that Monk? Yeah, Monk in transition.
Okay.
What?
That was a good moment.
Oh, no. What's your moment?
I couldn't come up with one. I have. You always go positive with the moment of the night, and that's cute.
Okay.
The crowd was into it when the Kings were after that play. The crowd was into it. I'm like, it's 23 point game or whatever, but the crowd was into it, which I admire.
Yeah,
Sacramento was awesome.
I thought the crowd seemed like even a few times was still into it, and I was like, really? Well, that's good. That's a nice little spirit to have.
Did tonight's game make you feel differently about this Mavs team?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like you're a little scared of them now?
Yes, and I think because of what we're seeing them string together. Like anytime we talk about the Kings stringing some good games together, we're like, okay, are they going in the right direction? And at times it feels that way. But I think right now the Mavs are also going in that direction. And where they are in playoff standings in the Western Conference, it makes it even a little bit more scary. So with Luka and Kyrie clicking, the rest of the squad clicking, I don't expect them to shoot lights out every night like this, but the defensive effort being there, I mean, how many times were we able to talk about this team and talk about backups even coming? Rashawn Holmes was your backup before the trade deadline. Yeah. You know, like you look at the leaps that they've made with this roster. They had to give up a lot for PJ Washington. Well, on a night like this, you go, oh, well, it makes sense.
Well, and this is the thing with the Mavs, like what they've given up to add Gafford and Washington, like you got to win. They don't have a lot of flexibility here, but look, if you're going to have Luka and Kyrie on your team who are, when they're locked in, you see how special it could be.
Yeah.
It's such a challenge offensively to have two guys that can get buckets, Kyrie's ability to finish, get wherever he wants, and make good decisions. Both these guys can pass. You throw doubles at them. You try to trap. They just make the right plays. You need to have some athleticism and some defenders. And That 1-2 punch of Gafford and Lively is nice.
Oh my God.
You know?
It's looking and good.
PJ, if PJ can hit some threes like he did tonight, that's a great pickup for them. He just hasn't been able to do that.
No. So yeah, I think when you look at this Mavs team, it feels like it's headed into the real deal category of Western Conference teams, and that sucks. And it's nice when you see a team like the Suns the other night lose to the San Antonio Spurs. And we keep talking about the importance of all these little games. I'm glad that the Kings didn't lose against the Spurs, although they lost against the Wizards. But, you know, they lost against a good Mavs team tonight.
So the Kings are now a game back of the Dallas Mavericks, okay? So Sacramento dropped to the seventh spot tonight with the loss. Dallas moves up to six, and the Pelicans lost. So all of a sudden, Dallas is just a game out of the five spot. They're a game and a half out of the four seed because the Clippers are dropping right now. Sacramento, technically just two games out of the five spot, but that's why Friday night is so big because, yeah. I mean, if Dallas wins that one, you're not able to get the season series.
That.
Now they've got a two-game lead up on you, and now you kind of look like you almost need a miracle down the stretch with a very tough schedule to get into the top six. So there's no denying. Friday night, Golden 1 Center, whether they won this game tonight or not, was going to be a big game.
Yeah.
But I think there's going to be a great interest, at least for me, like, how are the Kings going to show up? You know? How are they going to respond to what just happened on their home floor, national TV? He got punked. Sabonis didn't do anything tonight.
After historic
He looked rattled.
Too.
He looked rushed. Monk was not locked in. Fox was missing everything. What's going to happen tonight or Friday night? I can't wait. And hey, you win the season series, and then you are tied with them, but you move ahead.
Do you think in these next couple of days we can look at something like what they could have done differently against Luka? I just, yeah, you know, because I know you talk about that first half, and it's like, wow, it really feels like he was just making their shots, but it's not just the Mavs. Like, it's other teams that have multiple guys, and you're going to look at these situations and go, okay, what do the Kings need to do different in those situations when they can't necessarily just blitz a star player on a roster because they have another dominant player just right by his side? Oh.
How are you feeling about Friday?
I'm not feeling good. I'm not.
You don't think they could respond? Here's what I'll say. I feel like every time the Kings have had a loss like this, they've responded in a pretty positive way. And maybe I'm just wrong by it.
No, I think the way that they do respond at times and they come out, it's a lot more intense. And they understand that they can bring the physicality and get up guys and frustrate Luka. Frustrate him. Like, have him start complaining to the officiating crew. And get him out of his game. Get in his head. You have to make sure you are doing all of those little things and when you are playing just great players like that. Because it's the only way that you stand a chance when there's so much power out there. And especially because this team is vibing. And I'm talking about the Mavs. Like, there's an identity there. There's a spirit there. So, yeah, I'm definitely nervous about Friday's game. Absolutely. Unless they get super drunk in Napa and they come back all bloated and gross. Yeah.
It's just one game.
And it is just one game.
Tonight was one game. Like, it was good. Tonight, there's no denying it. Bad loss. Awful loss. Horrific loss. It's a loss. It counts as one. And you have another. You play this team. That's the best part, is you play the same team again. A few days later. That to me, this is the best case scenario.
They can't look. Here's my thing. Yeah. If they look like this, then I'm like, tonight, I feel like I'm more like, oh, Mavs won this game. They punked the Kings, all the things. If they do this again on Friday, the Kings 100% just lose. They lost the game.
Then we could start talking play-in and who we want to see the Kings play in the play-in, which is the scariest thing ever. You do not want to be a play-in team.
No.
I've heard others like, well, I mean, you can win a play-in and get us. Yeah, you can win the play-in, but do you want to deal with the Warriors? Even if I'm not high in the Warriors, one game?
No,
the Lakers?
No.
They'll shoot 55 free throws against you in one game.
I don't want any of that.
And that, think about that.
No.
You play the Lakers in a play-in, and the thought is this, like, hey, man, you beat them all four times. Bonus has never lost to AD. And then, like, it's their night.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It'd be so painful. No, like, that's why you don't want the goddamn play-in. I'm sorry.
Domas has literally talked about that record against AD. And it's like, okay, can we stop talking about it? Like, you guys are lighting a fire under his ass.
Or imagine if the Rockets somehow got in the play-in.
No. All of these. Oh, God.
This is why Friday.
I'm going to throw up.
We go talk to the team. Hey, Mike, can we talk to the team? You want to play the Warriors in one game? Could you imagine? They're just scared to death, and they're like, all right, we got to win.
We're going to do everything we can. Get him, Lucas. Pinch him. I don't care. Pinch him on the floor.
Well, they got to start making shots, too. Monk's got to, I mean, the shot making is.
Monk, the most frustrating thing about Malik Monk tonight was his chaoticness, if that's how you want to put it, was not under control. And that is something we saw a lot of last year, where this year it feels like, there's so much more discipline to his game, and he's figured out a way to channel that energy into this positive play on the floor, where tonight it was back to the old ways, just kind of like underhand scoop passes, going out of bounds, lazy. You can't do that against a good defensive team.
Can we give love to the Kings, dude, and maybe Mavs fans hanging out with us tonight?
I saw a few Mavs fans in there being like, hey, wow, I can't even troll you guys. This podcast is really good, giving the Mavs love.
We know ball. All right. We're not.
We know ball.
Respect the game. Hit the thumbs up and subscribe. All it does is help our channel grow.
No, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being
especially
here.
On that, like tonight. I did want to play a game to end on a good note.
What's the game?
It's called Basketball Birthdays.
Oh, it's a different game.
Oh, it is a different game.
Same music?
You could play along in the chat. Yeah, same music because I didn't plan anything else, Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan is so bad at knowing ages.
Correct.
And I thought, hey, let's look at some NBA, former NBA players, maybe some current players' birthdays. Who have a birthday this week?
Okay, I'm really bad at numbers, birthdays. I don't know anyone's age, so I'm... Let's do it.
All right. Happy birthday this week to the legend. Of course, he's on the Knicks broadcast, wears the dopest suits with Mike Brain, Walt Frazier.
No idea how old. No idea. No.
Walt Frazier. You can take your time on this.
I have no idea how old. Like, I couldn't tell you if it's from the range 50 to 80.
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Like, please. I'm going to guess like 70, maybe.
70. Okay.
Is that too old?
You know, for you, it's not bad. You are wrong.
How old?
Is 78.
That's not bad. I said from 50 to 80, so
all right,
range.
How about the next one on basketball birthdays? Happy birthday this week to a Hall of Famer, Rick Barry. Of course, won a championship with the Warriors, had the underhand free throws, right? Why does anyone do that, Morgan? I want that in the league.
He, to me, is like 60 to 80.
His son Canyon did it in the G League.
Yep. We
of course,
saw that. We
his
called.
Other sons, Brett Berry.
And his son.
John Berry.
But I don't know. Like, I know
both,
all the
both
Berries.
Those guys have been out of the league for a long time.
I know, but we're still going to go. We're going to go. Let's just go.
Within three, you get it right.
78.
Let's see. Morgan Reagan, within three? 78! Within three? Yes. Rick Barry, 79
yes!
this week. Okay.
That was really good for me.
All right. How
Holy
about the next
shit.
One on okay. basketball birthdays?
Okay.
Do you remember James Anderson who played on the Kings? Do you remember James Anderson?
No. Show me him. Maybe I will if I see his face. But just show me his face.
Yeah. Well, okay. James Anderson. You remember him?
Let me see. Oh, I do. Okay. I have no idea how old he is. Okay.
James Anderson played on the Kings in the 2015-16 season. He's actually still playing ball overseas. He's a two-time EuroLeague champion as well.
I was going to get so much older, too. I love that Deuce gives me these hints of like, hey, don't be an idiot. We're going to go 36.
If you're within three, you're right. He is 35 this week.
Oh, my God. I am crushing. So
you technically got two right.
Yeah, yeah.
But can she stay hot? Two in a row. Happy birthday to another former king.
Oh.
One that blocked a lot of Kings fans on social media for some reason. Came here and you thought, oh, his shooting was going to help. And somehow he couldn't shoot in Sacramento. Marco Bellinelli.
He
happy birthday, sweet.
People?
A lot of people on social media. A lot of fans. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Happy birthday this week to Marco Bellinelli.
Marco Bellinelli is going to be 39.
If you're within three, you're right. Do you need any help from the crowd?
Yeah. Oh, is that? Okay, we're going to stick to 39.
39, okay. Is Morgan within three? Yes, she is. Marco Bellinelli, 38.
Wow. I might be too good for this game now.
Well, we're not done. We have one more to go. It's probably one of your favorites.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday this week to anti-vaxxer, COVID denier, an NBA Hall of Famer, John Stockton!
Oh, that son of a bitch in his short shorts. I don't give a shit how old he is.
Happy birthday this week. Of course, his son David Stockton.
Okay.
Played with the Sacramento Kings and the Reno Bighorns.
Okay.
Son also ended up playing with the Utah Jazz at one point.
I have no idea how old
John Stockton, one of the biggest Kings villains.
I was talking mad shit about him to Mike Bibby, and I was telling Mike Bibby how much I hated him as a kid. Hated John Stockton. Still do.
This would be a big one for you to get right. Can you get within three for John Stockton? Remember, he played... he's really old when he retired, right?
We're going to go 66.
Within three. Morgan Reagan.
Oh!
What is it?
No.
What is it?
62. John Stockton, 62 this week.
That's still really close for me.
Wasn't within three.
I'm usually like off by 10.
You lose. Well, congratulations. Whatever. Not bad. Morgan Reagan on this edition of The Basketball. I can ruin the name. I was going to call it The Basketball Name Game. That's the other game. On Basketball Birthday.
I love that we said we're going to make things fun, win or lose. But after a loss, it still doesn't feel as fun. Oh,
I try to make it
fun.
No,
but the music's great.
Thank you.
And you did a great job.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. And unhappy birthday, John Stockton.
Let's get to some final thoughts, Morgan. As we spent time talking about everything that went wrong tonight.
You know, tonight I feel frustrated. It's not like I'm mad or disappointed or like everything's lost.
I am mad and disappointed.
It just doesn't feel good. It wasn't fun. It was not a fun style of basketball to watch. It just was not fun to watch. And when I'm not having fun watching hours of basketball, it sucks.
One team looked like a legit playoff team, and the other looked like one that had some major issues.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing based on how the Kings have been playing. And I think they can play better.
Same.
And they're going to have to play better if they want a chance coming up on Friday. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We will drop some content later this week. Of course, go to patreon.com/deuceandmo. We're going to have a live members-only Q&A later this week, too. Thanks so much. Make sure to drop some comments below. Also, shout out to all the super chats. I missed some last night, and you guys are literally the best. Geeky Nana donated, and she gifted 5.
Thank you.
Memberships today. Shout out to Fourth Quarter donating, saying ugly game, but it's not the end of the world. It's not, but you know, you lose Friday, it is the end of the world. The world is ending.
And then we're going to make a parody song too. It's the end of the world as you know.
It's the end of the season as you know.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm bringing the shovel.
Add in an extra syllable, ruin the lyrics.
Seriously, we love you guys so much, but we got to go.
You all have a wonderful rest of your night. We'll see you more this week. See ya.
Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.